You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 16th Sunday of Ordinary Time, otherwise known as Good Shepherd Sunday. This morning, I was watching Fox News, and they were talking about social media. Did you know that Barack Obama has the most Twitter followers at 130 million people, followed by Justin Bieber at 114 million people, and Katy Perry at 109 million people? Yeah, I bet you're wondering, well, where's Pope Francis in all this? Pope Francis is only at 19 million, right behind the Dalai Lama and behind Snoop Dogg, both at 19.2 million. Now, that is evidence that our world is upside down. But what is it about these celebrities that draws us to them? Is it their charismatic personalities, their fame, their fortune, their way of life, their ideas on the meaning of life? Or are we just searching for someone to lead us? In today's first reading, the prophet Jeremiah chastises the corrupt Israelite leaders as the Babylonians lay siege of Jerusalem. This is what he says: "Woe to the shepherds who mislead and scatter the flock of my pasture. You have scattered my sheep and driven them away. You have not cared for them." Jeremiah knew that the sheep without a shepherd will lose faith in God and fall prey to the false gods of this world, and how true that is today. But all hope is not lost. The prophets later announced this great promise. Listen to what the prophet Ezekiel said. "Thus says the Lord, I myself will look after and tend my sheep. I myself will pasture my sheep. I myself will give them rest." God announces that he himself will shepherd and care for his people, and they will find rest in him. In today's gospel, St. Mark hints that this prophecy is fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ, the divine shepherd, the good shepherd. It is Jesus whose heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. This is the essence of the gospel, the good news that God himself has come to gather the world, to lead his people, feeding them with his word, with his wisdom, with his life, and his very flesh. You may be wondering, why should we pay attention to this good news from 2,000 years ago? The longing of Israel has been fulfilled. The divinic shepherd has come. That's great. So what? What does that have to do with us today? Well, here is the so what. Our society would like us to believe that we are in control of our own lives, that we are our own shepherds, that we are our own gods. Now, deep down, we all know that this is just an illusion. However, I would be willing to bet that every one of us feels, to some degree, adrift, not exactly sure where we are going or what we are looking for. Maybe we're looking for entertainment, excitement, wealth, power, the secret to success, the fountain of youth. We're wandering in this world, and we're wondering about life. However, in some fashion, we all are searching for direction for our lives. So what do we naturally do? We cast our nets everywhere in search of direction, from politicians, from pop stars, entertainers, psychologists, spiritual gurus, athletes. However, all these people eventually let us down as we watch them self-destruct before our very eyes, one way or another. They show themselves as being lost, as we are, maybe even more lost. But if we really look deep down, what are we really searching for? It is for someone to lead us, for someone to possibly protect us from ourselves, from self-destruction, from sin, for someone to give us a sense of identity, a sense of purpose, to give us hope, to show us our destiny. Let's face it, at times, and in some ways, we do feel like sheep without a shepherd. But we need not feel that way. No, no, it's not true. The still startling good news from long ago, from the time of Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and the prophets, and now active in the life of our Catholic Church today, is that the shepherd has come. Our search is over. The Davidic king, God himself, has come to rule his people and is here alive today, shepherding each and every one of us in our prayer and in our lives. This is the good news. And what should our response be? Submit to his lordship and nobody else, including Twitter, and allow God to lead us to himself. Surrender to God and God alone, and you will find rest, which is a deep sense of peace, love, community, and tranquility that the world, no matter how try you find it, cannot give it. This deserted place of rest mentioned in the gospel is found only in Jesus himself, who is our God. So encounter Jesus here and now in the church, in the sacraments, especially in the Holy Sacrament of the Eucharist, in the confessional booths, and in the Adoration Chapel. Encounter Jesus also in the scriptures. St. Jerome once said that ignorance of scripture is to be ignorant of Christ. Many Christians mistakenly think that church doctrine is unimportant. However, the content of church doctrine is Jesus himself and how to be in relationship with him and how to find rest in him. Jesus' teachings help us grow in our love for God and in his plan for our lives. Next time you find yourself struggling with life, take the time to turn to the two great gifts that we have, the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. In them, you will find a very special love story that God has written, and he has special plans for you to be a part of that love story. Turn to Jesus and his spouse, the church, and trust them completely to lead you. In fact, to show you the meaning of life, which ends up in the Holy Communion of a Divine Trinity. My brothers and sisters, we sometimes forget that Jesus is our good shepherd who guides us in right paths and will be with us in our darkest hours, day in and day out, till the end of our lives. We can be sure of that and believe that. We all need an out-of-the-way place, a deserted place for a little rest, a little time to be with our Lord amidst the chaos of this truly broken world that we live in. Find that secret place that is only for you and Jesus. Make that time for rest and allow not Obama, not Snoop Dogg, but Jesus and only Jesus to lead you. May Almighty God bless you all. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Saint Joseph, zealous defender of Christ, pray for us.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.